Hello, I'm Janet Davis, and welcome to Food Plus Freedom Podcast. Today is March 12th, 2024. This is episode 24, Gardening Newbie, Where Do I Start? I'll give you 6 steps plus a bonus number 7 so you can get started growing today. Remember, Food Plus Freedom is a solution-based podcast and website for freedom-loving people just like you, where you get solutions about food, supplies, and finding freedom for your family without always being dependent on big government, big business, or big agriculture. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Plus, don't forget to visit our website at foodplusfreedom.com for more podcasts, podcast show notes, articles, videos. Plus, while you're there, sign up for our free newsletter, which will give you more freedom information straight to your inbox every Tuesday. Social media. We are on Twitter or X and Truth Social at Food Plus Freedom. We're also on YouTube and Rumble for videos and podcasts at Food Plus Freedom. Podbean, foodplusfreedom.podbean.com is where we host all of our podcasts. And Telegram, food_plus_freedom. Plus, you can find all of our content at foodplusfreedom.com. Don't forget to stay to the end of the show for the tip of the day. Now, on with the show. Episode 24, Gardening Newbie, Where Do I Start? Everyone who gardens starts somewhere. Even if you have gardened with someone or watched someone garden in the past, you're still in the state of mind of, where do I start? When it becomes your time to garden in your own space and in your own time. You probably feel overwhelmed, underinformed, and garden broke. Broke for what should you do first, second, third, etc. And how much money is it going to cost you to start your garden? After all, if you fail, you not only lose time and money, but you lose food too. And the thought that maybe it would just be better to put your garden cash towards food? Get that idea out of your head right now. Gardening gives you freedom, more control, and more freedom. You just have to learn how to do it and do it well. You gain freedom and control over what you eat, how it is grown, and how much you grow. Sure, you might end up having a bumper crop or a dud crop, but you have control over healthy, clean food. So where do you start? You're going to need to do some research on what type of gardening you want to do. As you're researching different infrastructures, seeds, ways of gardening, look at how people are gardening, what they're doing, and what makes sense for you. And then just go for it. Here are 6 things to think about to help you catapult your gardening want to having food on your table. Number 1, decide what type of garden you want for infrastructure. I am talking about soil gardening. Not aquaponics or hydroponics, which are also options to look into if you want to go that route. However, today we're going to talk about soil gardening. Infrastructure. For instance, do you want a container garden on your porch or in your yard? Do you want to use raised beds in your garden? Or do you want to do an in-ground square food garden? There are many other types of gardens for infrastructure and methods, such as lasagna gardening or the root stout method. This is where you layer the ground green and brown manure and plant in it. There is the Garden of Eden method, where you place down a thick cardboard or lots of layers of newspaper and then add a few feet of soil to the top of it. This is to prevent weeds, but you could get ink and glue in your soil. Nothing's going to be perfect. You could do a till method where you rototill the garden area, let it sit for a few days, So the weeds and grass are pulled up and then they die. Then you add mulch and rototill again. You can add some more mulch and then you plant. There are no-till methods as well, which means you're not rototilling. There are so many options on how you want to grow and your infrastructure for growing. It's not funny. When you start growing can also depend on which method you choose. For instance, the Ruth Stout method should be done the fall before, so the area has a full season to break down before planting. The one thing I want to impress upon you is you want in an organic garden, which means any soil you bring in must be organic, meaning the farm never sprayed chemicals or fed GMO anything. You can get soil by the bag or go to an organic farm. The best option, I think, is going to the organic farm because then you can talk to them and it's also local. Or dig right where you are. If you have grass and weeds growing in an area, you have soil that can maintain food. The issue people have is they don't want weeds, which is understandable. This has its pros and cons. Personally, I don't like pulling weeds. Who does? But we have found some very good medicinal plants that just appeared in our garden, and we are pleased. You don't want the weeds to choke out your food. But if good, edible weeds happen to show up, like dandelions, you want them to be able to grow. Number two. Once you've decided what kind of infrastructure or how you're going to grow your garden, you need to decide where you're going to grow. Where you're growing may determine how much of certain types of food you can actually grow. Remember, you can always grow vertically or up if you need to. In fact, I advise this so you use less space and gain more food per space. Plus, less space of gardening also means less work. Now you know what infrastructure you need and where you're going to grow your garden. Now it's time to figure out what you're going to grow. But always make sure you start with organic, open pollinated, heritage, and now they have a new term, OG, for original, and stay away from hybrids. Number three, plant perennial plants first. Perennial plants come back year after year from the same rootstock. Most likely you'll purchase these as shrubs or trees, but you can start from seed and cuttings as well if you choose. Perennial examples are blueberries, asparagus, mints, and rhubarb, to name a few. Basically all trees and shrubs. You want to get these plants into the ground as soon as possible because they take time to establish. You may not get any food from them the first year, but you will get food from them eventually. Decide what perennials you want and get them planted. Try to plant them where you think you want them to stay forever, but don't waste so much time that you don't actually plant anything at all. It's better to move a perennial later or work around them than it is not to get them planted at all. Number four, decide on what annual plants you want to plant. An annual plant is a plant that you have to plant year after year, either by seed, starters, clones, or cuttings. Some people make the mistake thinking they have a perennial plant because the plant comes back, like mullein. The plant doesn't actually come back. What happens is the plant puts off a seed, either in the first year or the second year. It's a biennial if it's a second year. And then the seed grows into a new plant. Make sure you're using organic, open pollinated, and heritage or OG seeds. Never use genetically engineered seeds. Plus, stay away from hybrids or F1 seeds as well, because someday you're going to want to save seeds. Number five, decide if you're going to start with seeds or starter plants. Seeds are cheaper and more work, but you have more options to get organic seeds. Starter plants are already ready to grow, but you must check to make sure they are organic. Look up the companies online to see how they grow and if they align with your growing belief. If the pots say they are fertilized for 3 months and you don't have to do anything, be skeptical. What is in that soil so you don't have to do anything? Almost all starter plants, well, not all, but many, are hybrid. And you don't want hybrids because you're going to want to learn how to save seeds someday. So where can you find good seed companies? Online, of course. But it's better if you ask your friends and family who are already growing from seeds. They will have their favorites. Make sure you look at the about page of a seed company so you're helping like-minded people in their business venture. Plus, by going with a smaller seed company, one that is truly in the seed business to save old seeds and not just about the money, you can stay away from large companies that don't carry your values. Plus, ask your friends and family that are already growing and saving seeds to see if they can give you some of theirs so that you can get started with saved seeds for your area. Number 6, start small and choose food you use. You can choose a nice variety of different plants and still be small. Choose from fruits, vegetables, and herbs you use and eat every day. Choose food you like to eat straight from the garden, creating immediate satisfaction, like tomatoes, edible peas, cucumbers, mint, etc. Choose herbs you can pick and cook or use immediately, like cilantro, basil, yarrow, oregano, etc. When you're first starting out, don't aim for food storage and canning everything. Aim for eating food fresh and to have a little bit more. If your goal is to store some food, pick one or two items you like and grow a little bit extra, like green beans or tomatoes, cucumbers, peas, etc. You'll be amazed at how much you can grow off of just a few extra plants. So instead of thinking you need 100 tomato plants to can all your tomatoes, plant 2 tomato plants that are for eating right away and 2 tomato plants you plan to can off of. Then you have immediate tomatoes and you have tomatoes for storing and you won't get overwhelmed. And bonus number 7, you can always do succession planting, which is planting multiple crops of either the same food or different in the same area of the garden. As one crop finishes up, you plant more. We do this with lettuce and spinach. We plant 2 weeks apart, then reuse the same area again as the food is harvested. We do this with garlic. Garlic is finished in July, and then we plant something else for another crop that we get later in the season. Remember, gardening is a marathon, not a sprint. Go bit by bit, learning along the way. If one seed doesn't work, try a different one. If one method of gardening isn't to your liking, try another one. Just keep trying and keep doing. Remember, what works for someone else might not work for you, and vice versa. Thank you for listening. This is Janet Davis from foodplusfreedom.com. Hang tight for the tip of the day. Tip of the day, growing food without officially growing a garden. Is it possible to grow food without actually growing food? Sure. But it's a bit messy. All living things are created to be born, live, and procreate. This is true for every item in your garden. If you let tomatoes fall to the ground, some of the undisturbed seeds will grow the following year. Some plants like onions are biennials, which means every other year they send off shoots, which become seeds When these seeds fall to the ground, you get more onions. Not only can you let parts of your garden go to seed for more food, you can also throw seeds or fruit to the edge of the woods or in a compost area to see if you can grow something the next year. You can get some guerrilla gardening starting too while you're at it. Hey, you never know, but at least now you know. Until next time.